Okay, so this is the first Shiur of Hilchos Chanukah, Siman Tov Resh Ayin Aleph, page 274, and we'll be starting the halachas, and let's see the first sif and the second sif, which is really interesting. Tov Resh Ayin, page 274. Dvorim Asurim Amutorim B'Chanukah, things which are permitted, and also B'Chanukah. B'Chofei B'Kislev, on the 25th of Kislev, Maschilin Shmoinas Yemei Chanukah, the 8 days of Chanukah start. Ve'asurim behesped v'tainis. The first halach is that hesped, to make hesped v'tainis, and fasting is forbidden during those 8 days of Chanukah. Aval mutorim be'asiyas melacha, but as obviously when it is permitted to do melacha during Chanukah, to do melachas is actually permitted. However, noyagoyis hanoshim, the women, have a custom, shaloi lases melacha, not to do melachas, when, ba'oi shaneiro is dolkos, whilst the candles are lit, they have a minig, women have a minig, a custom, not to do melachas. V'yesh misha oima, and some say, she'ein lo'ok elohem, that one may not be lenient for that. That ladies do have to keep up to this, and they have to be careful not to do melachas during the half an hour. We'll address shortly exactly which melachas are included in the minig. Okay, the truth is, there is something very interesting happening over here, that the Mishnah Berurah is giving us a bit of a historical introduction over here. Which is the following in Sif Katan Aleph. Maschin in Shmoinas Yemei Chanukah. Ki bevais sheni, during the times of the second Beis HaMikdash, kshemolchu malchei risha, when there were evil reign, even kingdom, governed the Eretz Yisrael, gozu gzeirois al Yisrael. This evil kingdom, they made evil decrees on Klal Yisrael. Uvitlu dosam, they tried to cancel their religion, and didn't allow the Yidden to do Torah and mitzvahs. And they stretched their hands on the Jewish money over Noisem and their daughters. And additionally, they also entered into the Beis Hamikdash, into the Heichal, into the Azora, and also Portu pizzas, they made breaches. I'm going to speak about that in a minute. The Timur Taharos, and they made all the pure, everything which was pure, they made into Tomei. Just one point, which is very noticeable over here. What was the Xeris that Yevonim did on the Eden? Generally, we say it was three things that they didn't allow the Eden. Is that what we generally say? Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, Mila. That's generally what we say, right? It was three things that the Yidden wouldn't allow. What does it sound like from the Mishnah Berurah? And this is not my idea. It sounds like from the Mishnah Berurah much more than that. V'nicho oisam lasik b'teirav mitzvahs. He does not just identify those three mitzvahs. On the contrary, it sounds like from the Mishnah Berurah that it was a general restriction, and the Yidden weren't allowed to do any mitzvahs. That's what it sounds like from the Mishnah Berurah. It's very interesting. I don't know what the source for that is, but that's only what it sounds like. V'loi nicholem lasik b'teirav mitzvahs. Didn't allow them to do any turn, any mitzvahs. That's what it sounds like from the Mishnah Berurah. Now, just to explain over here, the last three words of pirtzes, they made breaches. Just to get that clear, we see that in, we also speak about the pirtzes in Moish Tzur. We speak about the pirtzes. What are the pirtzes? So it speaks about, it's Mishnah in Midas, that speaks about in front of the Beis HaMikdash, quite a lot in front of the Beis HaMikdash, there was something called the Soireg. The Soireg was a wall which was just 10 tefachim high, which not particularly high, and that was a symbolic rather than practical restriction that the Goyim are not allowed to go any further than that. Goyim were allowed in Yerushalayim, Goyim were allowed to be in, everywhere really, but not beyond the Soireg. The Soireg was the entrance, as it were, to the Beis HaMikdash, the Harabais area, and that was a restriction that Goyim are not allowed to go there. And the Yevonim made 13 pirtzes, 13 breaches in that, the Potsu Chomos Migdolai, that's what we say in Moshe too. What's the Potsu Chomos Migdolai? They made the pirtzes, they made 13 breaches in this Soireg. They made 13 breaches, which was of course much more than ideological. An ideological point rather than just a technical point. Of course, one breach would have sufficed for them to enter the Beis HaMikdash. But they made 13 just to show that there's no distinction between us and you. There's no difference between Yidden and Goyim. We're all the same. And to make that very clear and very tangible, as it were. They made 13 breaches in the Soyrek. Why 13 is a question on its own. And eventually, the Eden, when after Matisyo came, one of the first things they did, actually, they actually filled those 13 breaches. And what Takana was, in later generations, whenever somebody would pass those 13 pirzes, those 13 breaches, there was a person would have to stop and bow down a little bit, just to remember the nace of the of Hanukkah. So it was forever, for hundreds of years after, as people went through the Sunrik, they bowed down a little bit. Interestingly, somebody sent me an interesting photocopy that recently, some 80 or 100 years ago, archaeologists apparently they found parts of the Soyrek. And I saw a photocopy, and I can't read Greek. You probably can. Can you know? But it was in Greek, and I can't read Greek, but apparently what it said over there was literally, this is from here onwards, it was in Greek letters, and apparently the translation was that from here onwards, Gentiles may not proceed any further. And it was in Greek letters. It was apparently written on the Soyrek. There was a stop sign by the Soyrek. That it was apparently written in Greek. Right. Okay. So that's just about the pirzes that we mentioned in Moshe too. So v'tzarlem in Israel me'oid, and it was very difficult for the Eden. Mipneim v'lachzum lachatz godoil, and they made a tremendous pressure on the Eden. Al shericham aleim leikei avoyseinu, until Ribbono Shelam had mercy on us v'yishiyam miyodam, and he saved us from their hands. V'yitzilam and saved them. V'govu bnei chashmonei hakoyim megdoilim, and the children of the chashmonoim. And the Choshmonim themselves, they were from the Kohenim Gdolim family. They killed them and they saved the Yidden from the Yevonim. And the Malchus, the kingdom, returned into Jewish hands. Yoseh al Mosaim Shonim, more than 200 years. Ad Chubon Hashem, until the second destruction to the Chubon Beis Hamikdash. This enabled the Yidden to be again in control for an additional 200 years, thanks to this lays. V'kshigavu Yisrael Aleveim ve'ibdom, and when the Yidden were successful against the enemies, this happened b'chofei Kislev Hoyo. This was on the 25th of Kislev. The success happened on, the victory happened on 25th of Kislev. V'nichnasu l'heichol, they entered the heichol within the Beis Hamikdash. V'loy motzu shem in Torah, did not find any pure oil b'mikdash, in the Beis Hamikdash, elo pach echad, only one vessel, shayamunach b'choy soma shel Kohen Gadol, which had still the hechsher stamp of the Kohen Gadol, v'lo yoyo boi lahadlik elo yom echo belvad, and there was only sufficient oil to be burning for one night. V'nas enes, and the nes happened, v'idliku mimenu neirois, and they were able to light from that numerous candles, neirus ha-maroch, shmoyni yom, and this was sufficient for 8 days. Ache koshu zeisim, until they actually were able to produce new oil. So it took 8 days. The question is only why 8 days? What's the big deal about 8 days? Why was an ace only 8 days? Why was it necessary to have an ace for 8 days? Why was it necessary? We know the ace was 8 days, but why was it necessary to have an ace of 8 days? Why was it necessary? Mishnebu's answer here is because it took 8 days to reproduce and recreate fresh virgin oil, which took about 8 days to get it, and the whole process took about 8 days. And therefore, that's why it was necessary to have an ace of 8 days until that fresh shemen zayis. V'yitzir shemen toil, and that's when they produced new oil. U'mipnei zeh iskinu chachomim shebo'il sa'adoim, because of this, the chachomim of that generation established, shu'ayomim o'elia, those days, shetchilasom b'chof ha'kislem, that the first day is the 25th of Kislev, yimei simchov al is our days of happiness and praise of Hashem, u'madlikim bo'el neiros, and we light candles b'erev in the evenings, al pischa batem, by the entrance of the houses, b'cholayla v'laylo, every night, mishmonas lelis, from the 8 nights, leharois, to show, v'legalois, and to show openly hanes the miracle, v'hu mitzvah medivei soifrim, kikriyas ha-megillah, and this is the mitzvah, this is medivei soifrim, it's from the rabbonon, kikriyas ha-megillah, like lining the megillah. Now just to point out, medivei soifrim, the words of medivei soifrim, some achronim learned that medivei soifrim is not really a drabonon. It's a higher level of a drabonon. Some achronim learned that there is deraisa, which are biblical, which are the most severe. Then there's drabonon, which are more lenient. And medivei soifrim, according to some achronim, is actually in the middle. And it's actually more towards, it's closer to a deraisa in a way. So a sofek, for instance, wouldn't necessarily be lenient, etc. Because it's medivei soifrim, which is a higher level. So that's why. Why is it? There's two answers for that. One answer is because when the Chachamim established it, they made into a more severe takana. That was in their hands. And maybe an additional answer is that the Chassam Sofer learns, it's not the main halacha, but the Chassam Sofer, and there's an etziv as well, learns that whenever there's a nes, the fact that we show HaKoza Toifo nes, this concept is actually a biblical concept. The fact that we express our HaKoza Toif on a miracle, even generations later, that concept, that idea, that obligation, in fact, is the Chassam Sofer is actually the Reiser. Yes, correct. So there is an element, according to Chassam Sofer, of the Reise, both in Purim and in Chanukah, which is not really passing like that so much, but it's definitely an interesting point, and that explains why Diva Sofer is more severe. Okay. V'yomim eilu, when you call him Chanukah, those days are considered Chanukah. Roit Saloima, Chonu, they rested Chofei on the 25th. Shebiyoim Chofei on the 25th, Chonu Mioivehem, they rested, they were able to rest from the enemies. Umipnei Shenimei Simcha V'Halal, since it's our days of Simcha, of joy, in Hallel and praise, and lekach also behefset v'tainus. So the main halacha, well, as far as Sif Aleph is concerned, one of the main points is that it's for the hesped when somebody is nifta, and tainus and fasting is forbidden on during those 8 days. When noyagin, and finally noyagin ma'aniim, the poor people tend to lesabev to go around bechanukah on Chanukah lapsochem on the doors. So there's a source of it that poor people, they go around collecting on Chanukah, the Yeshtam Lazen, there's a reason for that. So there's a very interesting Mishnah Berurah here, it goes into a historical background. We don't really find that so often. Do you remember anywhere else Mishnah Berurah gives a historical context a little bit? It's quite rare. It's very interesting, but it gives us a very clear picture over here, which that Mishnah Berurah does in Sivkot and Aleph. Right. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Gimel goes and says, Hanoshim, the women. Dafka Noshim, only women have a minik, so really malochas are permitted. But women refrain. As a minhag, they refrain from doing melachas. On that Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Gimel says, "Anoshim davka, anoshim only women." Because the neis happened through them. We're going to learn that. You know what the neis is? That women. What was the neis that happened through women? Yudis. That's right. Yudis. Now the truth is that Yudis. What would happen? That she was. Yeah, we're going to learn it in Siv Beis. We might touch upon it tomorrow already. That she was the daughter of Yochanan Gadol, and the halach was that anybody who gets engaged. She has to first visit the head general. She has to give him a visit, and when she went to him, she got engaged, daughter of Yochanan Gadol. She gave him lots of milk and lots of cheese and lots of and a bit of wine as well. He got very drowsy and sleepy, and as he was sleeping, she killed him, and that was a victory and a very important part of the victory. And although this happened, actually historically, this happened a good few years before the Shemen and all that. That happened a few years before that. But nevertheless, it's still a victory. And therefore, the women have a special schus during Chanukah. And therefore, because Yudis representing the women, there was a very important part of the Nes. And therefore, women refrain from doing melachas during Chanukah. The Mishnah Berurah does not address what exactly is it that they refrain from doing. Are your wives makbet? Your daughters? Makbet? Anything? Yeah, what do they sit down? Sit down. How long for? Right. For the half an hour. So first, that's interesting because the Mishnah Berurah, the Shulchan Aruch, you cry right. The Shulchan Aruch says the noshim shloi las melacha peoit shaneru is doikos. As long as the candles are lit. So, but you're quite right. It doesn't mean as long as the candles are lit, because we tend to keep them long for much, much longer. They're still on. So it doesn't actually literally mean the poskim do say it's only referring to that half an hour. So women refrain from doing melachas only for that half an hour. But which melachas are women not doing? Are your wives makbet? Anything? Bizzle? Yeah? Not to cook? Not. So that's very interesting because... You're happy to... Oh, I see. Okay. So the poskim say the following... That really what it's referring to is melachas like sewing, like very hard work, which is not necessarily, I'm emphasizing that, which is not necessary for now. If you're sewing or to do the wash, to do the washing, to put on the washing, all that, that's the women who are makbit, that's the kind of things that makbit, not to do the washing, dishes, if it's not necessary for now, don't do it for now. It's more that kind of thing. Interestingly, with regards to making donuts, with regards to that's very interesting because the poskim, even though Pshtem Zamun is actually very machmir with regards to this half an hour, ladies, He actually said that donuts is different. Donuts, there's definitely room for leniency to make anything which is for the day, in honor of the day, and most importantly, of course, donuts. It would be a bit like Pesach night without matzahs, so therefore there's definitely room for leniency to make that. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman said explicitly that there's room for leniency for making anything which is for the oily and for milky items and oily items which we do for the Yom Tov, as it were, that is permitted to do. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman speaks about writing. What about writing? Women are makpe not to write? Not to write? So it's very interesting. It's the first time I saw it. I'll share with you that Bissonia Confucius says that Minig Yerushalayim is that women, that's what he says, Minig Yerushalayim is not to, that the ladies, the women, don't write during that half an hour. But he calls it a Minig Yerushalayim. So it's probably not a halach or anything, it's just a Minig Yerushalayim. But it's just interesting because I've never come across that. Okay, so that's with regards to that minig. Now, we spoke about 8 days of Hanukkah. What is very striking about the 8 days? What is striking about 8 days? Should be 7 days. Why should it be 7 days?
Right.
Why is the Nesof? That's right. The question why 8 as opposed to 7? It's a good question. That's not what I was referring to, although we might get back to that, but that's of course the question. Any interesting points about 8 days? Comparing to any other Yomim Tovim? Chutz La'aretz. Compared to any other Yom Tovim? Pardon? Exactly. Compared to any other Yom Tovim, we find that there's a concept in Chutz La'aretz of Sveika D'Yomer. They always keep an additional day because we're not sure about the calendar. Now, surely with the concept of Sveika D'Yomer, it applies for both the Raises and the Rabbonons. Hold on a second. You're saying a very good point. So surely, if we always find this concept of Sveika D'Yomer, right? We know in Chutz La'aretz, we always keep 2 days. So why does this concept of Sveika D'Yomer doesn't seem to apply on Hanukkah at all? Anybody, have you ever heard of doing 9 days Hanukkah? I mean, I wouldn't necessarily mind. We're off work a bit, and donuts, we could cope with it. No, we could cope with an additional day. No, are you okay with the 9th day? Yeah? So why don't we do it? Why don't we do a 9th day? Chutz La'aretz. The suffix has been resolved by the 25th. That's such an interesting thought. Actually, really interesting thought. Maybe. That's could be an answer, yeah? Yeah, on Purim, why would you not do on Purim then 2 days? Yeah, good, it's good, very good, yeah? But as far as Chanukah is concerned, his point is an interesting answer, yeah? Therefore, there's surely days it's fake still, it's fake at the Yomer. Yeah, maybe you started on 24th. Maybe you started, maybe you lit the first candle on the 24th. So therefore, keep going an additional day. Well, you according to the Sfeika D'Yomer, maybe you're finishing 1 day early. Yeah, that's true. You're not doing chametz on, that's true. But we find on Shavuot as well, right? You know, I mean, we find Sfeika D'Yomer also when there's no direct Yisurim involved. Yeah, although what you're saying is an interesting point. Rashi, this Rashi that is a bit mashma like you're saying. But, yeah. Yes, that's right. Well, that's a question as well. Why don't we? In Sfiras HaOmer is a good question. The Rishonim as well, the Baal HaMoed. So the emphasis is that there is various answers in the Achronim with that. One interesting answer is, actually, I thought that's what you touched on. One very original answer is that really was 7 days the Nes. And the reason why we do an 8th is because that's a Roger Shabbos answer, which I don't know if it fits everywhere, but that's an interesting answer. I don't know if it's an interesting answer, because the question, of course, then is what about Eretz Yisrael? I'm not sure. But that's definitely an interesting answer. Others say that the Nes was 8 days, and that's probably what you're referring to, that the Nes was only 8 days and you can't do an additional 9th. It would be a contradiction in terms. If the Nes is 8 days, you can't do an additional 9th. So you just can't do it. An additional answer that the Achorim say as well is that for the Rabbonons, that's also probably what you touched on the Rabbonons, there is no, we can't do an Rabbonon, Chachomim never, when it came to Mitzvah Rabbonon, Chachomim never had his Sfeika D'Yomer. Sfeika D'Yomer only applies for the Reise, so Chachomim were made Sfeika D'Yomer, but when it came to the Rabbanon, the Mitzvah of Rabbanon, we don't find Sfeika D'Yomer. Okay. Yeah, that some say that there isn't, that you can't be leaning for the women. You can't be leaning for the women. Mishnah Berurah explains that in Sifkoten Hay. She'en lo'ok elohem, davik dvorim amutorim, v'acherim lo'ok elohem isa. We learned the halach in earlier simonim that there is something kedvorim amutorim, something which is mutter really, but acherim lo'ok elohem isa. It's Mishnah in Psachim. That, but some people have a makbid and do it as an isa, a makbid on it. Ein lahatir b'fneim, you cannot allow people. Somebody who holds something is also, although really halach is that it's permitted, you can't allow those people who've been keeping until now, it's also, you can't allow it to them. So they say, women also, they've been doing it as an isa so far. You can't allow the women who have been makbid about it as an isa, you can't allow it to them not to refrain.
That actual woman or
yeah, women yes, no, that actual woman. So he says, look what carries on Mishnah Berurah. V'kasam shilta giborim v'chen hiskim etshuv zchassam tzvi. The shilta giborim zchassam tzvi says shemumak mishenagu isa melas is melocha kol hayoyim, that in play that we said that you're not allowed to them. That's only with women who are makbit. Women are makbit to do only that during half an hour. But b'mokim shenagu isa melas melocha kol hayoyim. But in place where the minig is to refrain from doing melochas the entire day, they wanted to make a holiday out of it. The whole day didn't do melachas. The women said, Yehudis, Schusak and Elenu, we don't do melachas the whole day. And the piles of washing just got piles and piles and piles. The dishes in the sink were like piling up after 8 days. So it says, Yeish limchas b'adam. People who ladies don't do melachas the whole day, you have to protest against them. There's no such thing. Half an hour, fine, we'll be okay with it. We'll manage for half an hour without them. But if it's the whole day, you have to moicha. Ki batola aveirohi. Because if a person gets lazy, it's an aveira. If you don't do melachas for too long, it gets into boredom, that leads into aveiros. So not to do the whole day, that there's no excuse. Yeah, and I get to work, just a half an hour will let you off. But not more than that. Right. It's a minik. It's a complete minik. But if somebody has that minik, then a person should be makbid on it. It's a minik. Well, not necessarily. This seems to be, for somebody who's got that, I hear what you're saying, but it seems to be a bit stronger than that. Somebody who's got that minik, a lady who has got that minik, because of her mother had that minik, and her grandmother had that minik, pardon? You don't have to introduce the minik. You don't have to introduce the minik. Even according to Eli Hakelahem, it's not referring to her. It's not referring to a lady who doesn't have that minik. Maybe if there would be a place that has a minik. It's like if Solyanka Fusha says the minik in Yerushalayim is, if there's a place, an entire place that has a minik, maybe then the question will be different. But I doubt very much that the situation is in Edgware or in England on the whole, in fact, that there is an established minik with regards to the half an hour. I'd be very surprised. Rabbi, what do you think? There's an established minik in England with regards to the half an hour? I don't think there is. What do you think? So therefore, but if there would be, they're quite right, that if there would be in a specific place, there would be a strong minik, like if someone like a fisher seems to be saying Yerushalayim the minig is, then a person should then you're right, then a person should go according. Yeah. It's interesting because the poskim do compare it. That's interesting. Yes, the poskim do compare it. It seems to have a lot of common points with regards to the issa of on Rosh Chodesh. Yeah. It sounds like. Yeah, I hear that. I can hear that. No, I can hear that. Yeah, so you're saying that what would be...
So I'm wondering, if you wouldn't do one, would it necessarily mean that you wouldn't necessarily not do the other?
It does not necessarily mean that. You could certainly, make sense still to do Hanukkah and not to do Rosh Chodesh. That would still make sense. Although there is what to compare and there's common points, but nevertheless, it does make sense to be makbid on Chanukah and not to be makbid on Rosh Chodesh. It would make sense. Yeah. You're saying with regards to Rosh Chodesh or Chanukah? Well, maybe yes. Yeah, I hear that. I can't talk on their behalf. I can't talk on their behalf. I really can't. We'll have to get our wives to come and discuss this point. But I think that it's really a choshev time. It's an important time. At least half an hour afterwards. Yeah, yeah, okay. I did see that Poskim did, I didn't want to mention it, but I did see that Poskim are slightly more lenient with regards to washing machines. And we had that same conversation with regards to Hilchas Tisha B'Av, if you remember, in the 9 days. Poskim are a little bit more lenient. When we talk about washing, we're talking about the washing of previous generations, which literally took them hours, or even the whole day, you know, Yom HaKvisah, as they call it. The whole day they were busy with washing washing the dirty wash. So nowadays, all it is, it's putting it in the machine. I think they have to press buttons. I'm not sure. I think they have to press buttons. So it's much less. So some poskim, are a little bit more lenient. They say that there can't be an Issa Menoch involved when it's just that kind of work. But others say that, nevertheless, it's still right to be makpid during that half an hour. Again, we're talking about half an hour, and we're not talking about much more than that. Yeah. 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 Okay, well, so we will continue Siv based tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem.